The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
The border crisis at our southern border, sadly, tragically, continues. No indication at all that it's actually getting better. Lots of indications say that more criminals are crossing the border, more drugs are crossing the border, more illegal weapons are crossing the border. And yet, our vice president, who was given the responsibility to oversee the border situation 2 months ago, has still not been to the border, still not held a single press conference concerning the border crisis. She did go to Guatemala, though. She did travel to Guatemala. Wait a minute. The vice president of the United States that has been given the responsibility to deal with the border crisis has not been to our border, but has been to Guatemala. Yep. And by the way, in Guatemala, she got an earful. Yes, the president of Guatemala blamed Joe Biden. Not Donald Trump. No, listen to his speech. He was brutal in his criticism of President Biden, his border policies, and so forth. He was not shy. And Vice President Harris, who a couple of years ago said, Donald Trump is mean. He is so mean. We need to open our borders and welcome people. This thing of Donald Trump sending people back, this is terrible. He's a mean-spirited man. This is not the way we do things in America. We welcome people. Did you hear what she said in Guatemala? She said, to all of those of you who are thinking about coming to America, don't come. Don't come. Don't come. Do not come. And if you do come, we're gonna send you back. Yeah, what a change. She is in Mexico today. No, not at the border. No, she's in Mexico. But anyway, all right. Supreme Court news concerning immigration and so forth. This is really... We are having so many 9-0 decisions from the Supreme Court. All of this extreme panic about this conservative court. We have had a whole string of unanimous 9-0 decisions from this court. And here's one from yesterday. Let me read from the news release, Dateline, Washington, D.C. A unanimous Supreme Court ruled yesterday that thousands of people who entered the country illegally but have been allowed to stay for humanitarian reasons are ineligible to apply to become permanent residents. Justice Elena Kagan wrote for the court that federal immigration law prohibits people who entered the country illegally and now have temporary protected status from seeking green cards to remain in the country permanently. Yeah, this is a huge slap to the Biden administration. This is exactly the opposite of what the Biden administration wanted. And I am shocked that a unanimous decision from this Supreme Court would say, no, if you came to this country illegally, you can't become a citizen. Good for the Supreme Court. These people are here under what's called the TPS, the Temporary Protected Status. The outcome in the case involves a couple from El Salvador who have been in the U.S. since the early 1990s, turned on whether people who entered the country illegally and were given humanitarian protections were ever admitted into the United States under immigration law. Kagan wrote they were not. Quote, the TPS, that's the Temporary Protected Status, the TPS program gives foreign nationals non-immigrant status, but it does not admit them. So the conferral of TPS does not make an unlawful entrant eligible for a green card. Good for the Supreme Court. Hey, I am for immigration. I mean, let's face it. All of our ancestors were immigrants. All of them. We are all descendants from immigrants to the United States. So I think we should all be sympathetic to immigration as long as it is legal. The Supreme Court, very common sense constitutional decision, good for them. And then there is this. The U.S. Supreme Court yesterday also declined to consider the constitutionality of the mail-only draft. The ACLU and some other organizations, right now, Selective Service, the draft, only applies to men, not women. It is possible, if Congress were to declare it, to reinstate the draft. But if Congress did that, it would only apply to men, not women. Well, some of the feminists, the ACLU and others, have been fighting in the courts to have that ruled unconstitutional, which would open the draft to women as well. Well, yesterday, the Supreme Court declined to even consider it. Quote, at issue is the requirement by the Selective Service System that men, upon reaching age 18, register with the agency within 30 days. Selective Service keeps a list of all men ages 18 to 25 eligible for the draft. So the Supreme Court, I think, again, has made the right decision. The prohibition of drafting women will continue. The Supreme Court has said, nope. That is not unconstitutional. Wow. What are we going to do with all these common sense constitutional decisions by the Supreme Court? And the most interesting thing is the unanimity of the current court. The liberals, the left, screamed, yelled, shouted that it is now a conservative court and America is going to be destroyed and all of the decisions will be split decisions with the conservatives holding the day. That has not been the case. If anything, well, there have been a few cases where the conservatives have surprisingly and unexpectedly gone with the liberals. But more often, the liberals have begun siding with the conservatives. Why? I'm not even going to try to guess. But I think it's good news. And it's not often, at least in recent history, that we've had a lot of good news out of the Supreme Court. So we will take all we can get. All right. You're listening to Bob Burney Live. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Do we in America really still think about fair, what's fair and what's not fair? Do we really care about fairness? Well, I'll let you decide. Most of you know, of course, there are some lawsuits going on around the country. Women suing individual schools and school districts because biological males, men, are competing against biological women. Now, anyone with a lick of common sense, regardless of their political persuasion, anybody with a lick of common sense knows that's not fair. Men have an advantage. Men naturally are stronger. Now, are there exceptions? Of course there are exceptions. But men's skeletal structure, muscular structure, is superior to a woman's. Does that make men better than women? No, of course not. It's just a fact. It is truth. It is a fact. Now, when a man transitions to try to be a woman or identify as a woman, they take hormone treatment. They can reduce their testosterone level. They can even have sexual reassignment surgery. That does not change their skeletal structure, nor does it change their muscular structure. A male skeleton is a male. A female skeleton is a female. So anyway, anyone with any common sense whatsoever, even if you are all for transgender rights and LGBTQ rights, even if you are all for that, if you have any common sense at all, you've got to say, no, it's not fair. Even Bruce Jenner, who now goes by Caitlyn, has testified, you know, I am now a woman, but it is not fair for biological males to compete against biological females. So even some transgender individuals with a little common sense would say that. And that brings me to this story. Our new U.S. Secretary of Education, Miguel Cardona. Yeah, Miguel Cardona is not Betsy DeVos, the Secretary of Education in the Trump administration. Here's the story. U.S. Secretary of Education Miguel Cardona said in a new interview that the Biden administration will act to protect transgender athletes against state laws that prohibit biological boys from playing on girls' teams. Now, there is so much wrong with that. Number one, federal government, stay out of state rules and regulations for athletics. Federal government has no business interfering with individual states in what they determine is right and fair in athletics. Federal government, butt out. The topic became a front-burner cultural issue while Cardona served as Commissioner of Education in Connecticut. I didn't know that our new U.S. Secretary of Education served as the Commissioner of Education in Connecticut. Ah, now this makes sense, because it is in Connecticut where the biggest battle is being fought. Four girls in Connecticut are suing the state of Connecticut and the Connecticut Athletic Association because two biological boys who identified as girls began winning all of the state final track meets. In fact, two boys won 15 state track championships in the last 2 to 3 years. Two boys who, by the way, never won first place in any track event when they were a boy. Couldn't do it. They could not win that. Now, they did fairly well in some contests, but none of them ever came in first, and none of them ever even came close to winning a state championship until they began identifying as a girl. Okay, going back to the story, asked by ESPN to respond to complaints that participation by transgender athletes is unfair to female athletes, Cardona responded, quote, "I recognize there's a lot of concern around that issue, but what's not tolerable is saying that some students cannot participate because of their gender. LGBTQ students have endured more harassment than most other groups, so it's critically important that we stand with them and give them opportunities to engage in what every other child can engage in without harassment. I do believe in local control. I do believe in state control, but we do have a responsibility to protect the civil rights of students, and if we feel the civil rights are being violated, we will act." So the current U.S. Department of Education will act to overturn state laws that simply say boys compete with boys, girls compete with girls. That's it. Men compete with men, women compete with women. The new U.S. Secretary of Education is implying very strongly that that is a civil rights violation, and the federal government will step in to act. Yeah. This is not the current administration that actually protected girls and women from boys pretending to be girls. Yeah. Those were the days, weren't they? Yeah, well, they're over, at least for now. All right, quick break. Bobberty Live will return.